You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I am Captain Appropriate Fear.
Championship coming soon.
You're listening to Steiny and Guru. On 95.7 The Game, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Pull up, Jimmy. Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate that.
We'll be fine.
Warriors, you're in Orlando. 4 o'clock start. Warriors live, 3 o'clock. And then tomorrow they go to Miami. And as Evan said, they got a shot tomorrow because they didn't have an off night in Miami.
Yeah, so no Miami flu, huh? South Beach flu.
Well, although
I'm a little down on you and Evan.
Okay, just before you say that, though, let me do the math. 7 o'clock game in Charlotte. Game's over at 9:30. Hit the plane, get on the plane at 10:30.
3:04
in the morning. Miami by 11:30. That's not a long flight. Midnight. Huh? Oh, they got time. Oh, they got time to wreak havoc in Miami
South
tonight.
South Beach. I've never been there in my whole life.
You'd get swallowed up there, I think.
Perhaps.
No, yeah. They say it's eye candy everywhere.
You'd struggle. Let's just put it that way.
But I've been to Vegas, made it
This
back.
Is different. This is a big boy city. They chew up tourists and spit them out. And it wouldn't work for you down there.
I got a shirt that I could wear. Oh, man. With open butt.
Another Cowboys jersey?
No, an actual dress
up. A Warriors shirt?
No, I'll stop. But anyway, Evan hurt my feelings because we came back and he go, we're down 56. And I'm giving you guys and the listeners my lung and my blood pressure going up when I'm mad at the Warriors. And then Evan goes like, you only did that because, you lost some money on it. I've never given a take predicated on money.
You have.
Stoney, I'm
like this stop. is where
like, no, seriously, this hurts now. No, Vern, it ain't funny. What you get from me is raw and uncut, natural, pure. It has nothing to do with a bet. I've been losing bets my whole life.
Evan came in and I said, so the Warriors are favored tonight. And he goes, yeah, by 3.5. And you guys talking about bet on the Warriors tonight. And I said, I'm not betting on the Warriors tonight because if they don't cover, I'm going to come in here tomorrow fuming and I'm going to kill the Warriors if they don't cover tonight.
That hurt me.
Because that's called honesty. And then you had the nerve to say, I don't do that. You actually do that more than anyone.
See, that hurts. It cuts deep.
I'm sorry.
And Evan started it. But listen, man, that is so unprofessional that you can't differentiate.
Was it unprofessional that you do it? Or is it unprofessional that I brought up on the air that you do it?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
But it hurts that you think my takes are pure. Not gambling related.
We don't know where Wiggins is.
And I'll tell you too this, smart asses. I'd be dead somewhere in a ditch if my takes were predicated on my winnings. You know what I mean? Come on.
No, we know. We know what you're doing. What are you doing?
Nobody. I got shirts for Miami and South Beach. You know where you have the button?
I think you're thinking of Hawaiian shirts. No. This is Miami.
I know what I'm talking. Oh boy,
you're gonna need a bigger chain, Goo.
Yeah. Oh man.
Don't get me started
with a margarita. They make good drinks out here in South Beach.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. I do want to get into this, and the reason I want to get into it is because I actually think there's truth to it. All right.
Last thing.
And usually
people calling me Jamar Chase, saying I'm lying. But go.
By the way, can we take the word apparently out of the headlines? Jamar Chase seemed to spit in Ramsey's face.
I made it up. Yeah. Well,
I mean, what?
He knew he got caught, so he was just having fun. I
lied.
At, I wanted the extra game. I feel so bad for that take.
Well, that was a bad one. That was
like, who am I?
That wasn't a good take. This is why you should feel really good about the Warriors 9-6 start. Listen to Steve Kerr.
You know, the Miami game will be our 17th game in 29 days in 13 different cities.
Well, but who's counting, right?
I'm not really keeping track or anything, but I mean, it's been the toughest early schedule I've ever been a part of in my entire NBA life. I think our guys have held up remarkably well.
Can you play that one more time for me, Stani? Sure. Diz just coming in the blitz. Diz, go ahead.
You know, the Miami game will be our 17th game in 29 days in 13 different cities.
Well, but who's counting, right?
I'm not really keeping track or anything, but I mean, it's been the toughest early schedule I've ever been a part of in my entire NBA life. I think our guys have held up remarkably well.
Wow. This is a weird start. Like, you ain't hear me. Oh, they're rich and they're on planes, but man.
No, it has been.
Imagine had you lost those two in San Antonio.
Yeah. It had been a tough early season schedule, no doubt about it. No. Thank you for this. And I'll pass this along to Goo. Sports radio content that's colored and guided by gambling interest, it's the worst, according to No.
I can't stay. I don't watch it.
Well, you don't have to because.
No, they got shows littered with it.
Well, that's
like TV show.
Yeah. You don't have to watch it.
I'm just saying.
If you're the one doing it.
No, when I really don't have to watch it, I see it. I'm like, man, it's a lot of this. I ain't into it.
Yeah, you are. Do you have any action last night? Never mind.
Let's just say Evan and I did well. And Carter. Dude, we got a click here, man. If people like to play the ponies.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. I know when you guys win a bet. Whew.
49er Frankie, send me the losing slips.
Do I detect a hint of jealousy? Yes,
he got one right. You don't listen, though. That's what I get mad. Like, just one time say, let's just do it as a group.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't know about today, though. Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. More Steve Kerr.
Steve.
Yeah, Evan sent us a text that said, Moses Moody ain't coming out of the starting lineup. Out of Steve Kerr field.
He's been shooting the ball really well through the early part of the season. You know, you can see it after the second shot. He just had a little grin on his face, and then the floodgates just opened up. So really fun to watch. I was so happy for him and our whole team was. He's such a great young guy. And, you know, he had to battle with the injury in training camp, and you know, obviously we didn't start him right away, but he quickly worked his way back, and he's in a really good groove right now.
All right, that was Steve Kerr on Moses Moody.
Man, he's grooving, Stoney. Man, you don't like today? I like Orlando No Banchero. I'm like, man.
Well,
from afar, no Kuminga.
I want to say, and maybe I'm wrong. I thought last year I think the Warriors beat Orlando, and I think Banchero was pretty lousy.
Okay. All right. I remember the game here at Chase. All right.
Curry had 54.
At Orlando. Yeah. So obviously Banchero was terrible because he wasn't that good. Curry had 54.
This is not college radio, Stoney, and we could beat a dead horse, but man, I think Evan said it. You said it. I listened to Evan post game Friday. what he's doing. We just don't take it. It's incredible. And what's scaring me in a good way is I don't think the end is near.
Well, he's not going to play in the Olympics
NBA,
in 2028.
Yeah, I'm talking about for us. That's why I wanted them to beat Minnesota so bad.
They lost 4-1 in that series. By the way, you see Minnesota's playing well.
Our transition decision-making was diabolical.
I'm watching something in the NBA.
What?
If the Clippers, if they're really this bad, I see two teams going to get Harden. Houston. Just think about them going to get Harden because he led the league in assists. Just think about that. And then I was thinking about Portland if they got Harden, what he could do for that young team, or would he be like, nah, Portland, y'all ain't close enough?
I mean, they got Lillard.
Well, what about the Sixers? Would he go back Philly? I mean, Harden can play. Like, he's to a team that's close. I just thought of those two teams. But Houston's down. Who's playing some good ball?
If I were Houston –
all you need is a PG?
I'll tell you the thing I don't want is Minnesota going after Ja Morant.
Is that line going to be long like I thought it was going to be?
It's a good question.
I don't know, man.
It's a really good question.
And I'll tell you this. There's a Statue of Liberty. How long has she been around? And Chris Paul. Dude, you watching him, Stein? He was on the bench the other night. It felt like he was an assistant coach. I'm like, dude, you're supposed to be playing.
He wasn't even on my list.
No, he's playing. He's available.
Oh, he's playing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just the coach didn't put him in, and he was looking like, I'm just here getting a check. It was bad.
Chris Paul the second.
Yeah, man.
Let's go to Steven in Oakland. Hey, Steven, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well. Apologize for last week. You know, the weather was ruining with the reception.
Well, we forgive you, baby.
Thank you, man. I just want to say, you might not forgive me for this, Goo, but you might be smoking the funny stuff if you think we should get AD, man. No chance on getting AD. The reason why, I mean, look at what happened to Nico. He just got fired because he traded for AD. I don't think Dunleavy's going to make that same mistake. And then also on the road trip, I consider us 4-0 right now. I don't count the Thunder game. No one's going to beat the Thunder right now. I don't even count it.
Yep.
If we win this game against Orlando, this is the key game. We win this game, we can sit everybody tomorrow in Miami. They might go out on Miami. But we got to win this game. This is the critical game. We win this game, we're probably going to sit everyone in Miami anyway. But if we're plus on the road trip, that's how you have a really good season, and that's how you make sure you're in the playoffs.
Thanks, Steven. And
I love Steven, but he might be on that funny stuff. I would never say the OKC game don't count.
Well, you said
they all count. You can't look at it like that.
You say the Warriors have six titles. What's the difference?
No, that's
it's not different. It's the same thing.
No, they're not.
You both think something happened that didn't.
Draymond doesn't get suspended. That's five. KD doesn't tear his Achilles, and Clay tears it.
I'm not doing this.
No,
this is beneath you, and it's insulting to the listeners. And I'm not going to let you insult our listeners. They pay the bills. They pay the bills. And
you know what I mean.
Steven, just real quick, just for clarification.
Help him out. Yeah.
They're not 4-0 on this trip under any circumstances.
He says it don't count. Throw it out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I know it's early, but it's really not. But for the sake of the show, on my list of disappointment or something that I'd like to get fertilized or see grow, other than Al Horford, Stani, I don't got many problems with what I'm seeing at this point with the team. And especially Steph looking fresh. Draymond doing what he's doing. And again, you're going to say, well, recency bias, yes. But man, outside of Horford, what is there? Like, anything come to your mind? Everything is rolling. Pods look like he's got a new role.
What? Everything's fine?
Not everything's fine, but as far as concerns, Al Horford is my biggest one. And I think the more he plays, that'll work itself out.
I'm not – well, if you're going to talk about what you're most concerned about, it's to me it's not Al Horford. Oh. And I'm not saying you're saying that.
Yeah. Well, I was, but yeah.
I mean, individual players, I'm still worried about Draymond.
What part? Him lasting?
Yeah, like, you know, you're throwing it away like he's having a great year. Is he? Is he having a great year?
I mean, he
was great against Wemby. There's
but
no
he's
doubt.
Your heart. I say it, he's your heart and soul, and he's been invested. Like, you don't win those Spurs games. Yeah, it was Curry going Michael Teen Wolf, but other than that, just Donnie Dre special, that's all I'm saying.
Right, but I'm worried. What player are you worried about?
Horford.
Well, but he's like a role player.
Is that truly how you look at him? I'm like,
well,
I thought he was going to be finishing games for this team, and it's early, and maybe that manifests, but right
now,
that's
the definition of a role player.
That don't even look like it's even on the bingo card.
What's that?
Him finishing games. I know he finished out Denver, hit that corner three, hit a couple, but that corner three. But outside of that, I thought that's what he was coming here for. But you might come back and say, or any other Warrior fan, good, we don't need him.
I wouldn't say you don't need him, but
But
he's a part-time player. He's going to miss 25 games, and the 55 to 60 he's going to play. You know, hopefully you can get 20 to 25 minutes out of him. Let's go to Jose in Vallejo. Hey, Jose.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Can you guys hear me?
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey. Real quick before I get to my point, I had a great time with y'all meeting you at the summit. Signing, I met you.
Yeah.
Awkwardly outside of the bathroom. And then, Goo, I bought you a shot of some heme.
Oh, you're the reason, boy. I was hurt the next day.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Goo, my bad, Goo.
No, it's all good.
I was wearing the Warriors jacket, the bright yellow one.
I remember you.
Hey, I'm responding to some – yeah, I had a good time with y'all, but I'm calling about the last caller. Like, AD, I mean, yeah, it'd be a lot to try to get him into the Warriors, but I think he definitely would fit in the Warriors. He'd have a lot of the issues we have with – obviously, we don't got, like, a true big man that we really need that supports. You know what I mean? AD could get his own bucket, all right? AD can shoot a three. He could space the floor.
Block
AD
a shot.
AD is also a defensive presence.
Yep.
Block a shot. He's a defensive presence. And, you know, I disagree with the last caller. He didn't get fired because because AD, he got fired because he let Luka go for nothing, man. So he didn't get fired for getting AD there. Yes, AD's a risk because he's always injured, but, man, I think he'll look great in that Warriors jersey. What do you guys think?
I'm with you.
Had a good time meeting y'all, man, and that's my last MO. I'm out.
Thanks, Jose. Hey. Appreciate the call.
And I'll say this, Donnie. Draymond, I got to be careful. Not we'll get swallowed up. He'll be forgotten about against OKC if you got – and this way down the road. If you got in a series with them because of their length, AD wouldn't. You would have AD to be able to – you know, I'm here, give you that – part that they hadn't had in a while, ability to score as well, be an option on the offensive end, and then Steph and Jimmy playing off of that. That's how I look at when I say AD coming to the Warriors. That's when I'm like, yeah, you don't need him in Sacramento on a Thursday night. Dre and Kuminga do, and nothing against those guys, but AD takes you to a check. Man, the league would be shook.
It wouldn't.
Oh, Snotty, I think you're Steph and AD with Jimmy. Stiny.
By the way, the Warriors lost that game in SAC on Thursday.
Remember, that's the game.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
That's the game everyone's like, oh, they look good. The young guys look good. And I'm like, well, they lost to an undermanned Kings team.
I got it.
Man. No, I mean,
I'm an AD fan, but I get the availability skeptics.
And that's to me what it's all about. It's like you're already old. And now you're going to bring in a guy who's not durable.
But he's never got hurt to where he's left the playoffs. If he could get you to the playoffs, I saw him go toe-to-toe with Denver a couple years ago with LeBron. Denver was better, but AD was doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? So I guess I want that for Steph. If you can get this type of big man before you get out of here and call this thing over, oh my gosh.
I mean, the idea that they would acquire Anthony Davis for Kuminga and Draymond Green. And then Davis gets here and plays 30 of the next 60 games. I just don't want any part of that.
Yeah.
I just don't.
And is there a way they could get him and keep Dre?
I mean, then you'd have to give up Butler. And now, if you give up Butler in that trade, and you'd have Anthony Davis, Curry, and Draymond.
I'm still in.
I'm not. That team can't score enough.
With AD?
No, I don't think so.
But it gives you another dimension you don't have, and you keep
Who's
going
to score the 30 games he misses?
Oh, so I don't got that many on my scorecard. Do you really think Mike D and Joe Lacob at this point, like, wouldn't this be or constitute swinging for the fences or doing everything for Steph? I got to believe if Steph, somebody said, hey, we got a chance to get AD, he would be Malcolm X any means necessary.
I mean, yeah, I get it.
And say that 30 of 60 is 50 of 60, you know?
But, I mean, do I have to look at it like, you already have Jimmy Butler, who has trouble putting together a whole season and hasn't in 6 or 8 years. And now you're going to bring in Anthony Davis, who can't play a full season. Yes, at their best, I might do it. But if the Warriors were to make that trade for Anthony Davis and he can't play,
That's a disaster.
Well, you have to incorporate that into your thinking.
Yeah. Chico Jake on the chats, Donnie. I don't know if it's he or she. Guru is so lost. I don't know what about, but yeah, the availability is everything.
510 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Steph and AD would 1,000% change the league.
Oh my. I got to.
That makes the Warriors instant championship favorites as long as AD stays healthy. They're not. Oh, so they're better. They'd be better than Oklahoma City.
No.
What about Denver?
But I would watch that with my that's what you need to beat those teams. Because I don't think you can beat them currently constructed. You got a chance, but that would be, you might be favored. Not against OKC. You still would. But man, the league would be all hell.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, seriously.
Let me ask you a question. Forget Kuminga. Just forget him for now.
Gotcha.
If you get Anthony Davis and you give up Draymond Green, are you better defensively? Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay, so now...
Because can't go...
Great.
Real quick, I'm going to give it back.
There it is.
I can't... The days of putting Dre on SGA or Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown or all those dudes are over. He's guarding his way.
Then you know what?
But I got AD at the rim.
Don't say he's so special then. If you're telling me Anthony Davis is better.
No, he's special for this team without... No, the reality is, I can definitely say that, Stoney. He's special because you don't have AD now. And what Dre does, he's one of a kind.
So who's going to do what Dre does?
AD.
Can't guard anybody on the perimeter.
Kuminga can.
Well, he's not going to be on the team.
Oh, I thought you said, you said forget Kuminga. But
yeah,
Stoney, Steph would love, that would be Christmas come early if they could get AD.
Evan's right. He doesn't like to play five either.
He did. That's the one thing I hate. But man.
Yeah. So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Dude, could you imagine if Lakeup feels frisky and Dallas was willing to... I don't know what they're doing.
I'm out on Anthony Davis. I just
for
can't.
Now.
I'm out on Anthony right. Davis.
Because of the availability.
He's too
mostly.
Brittle.
Well, he had his eyes. He got poked in the eye.
He gets everything. Every malady under the sun he has. And you know what? And here's the thing. When I said, would the Warriors be better defensively with Anthony Davis than with Draymond Green?
The rim would not be open on them.
I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, stop. I mean, he can – come on, man. We saw it with the Lakers.
See, but this is where you drive me nuts. You know, every other conversation about Draymond is he's so special. He's great, greatest defensive player in the league. And you think Anthony Davis is a better defender. I'm not sure he is.
And I'm being real. A lot of what I say about Dre is what he's meant and what he's been. But as far as protecting the rim and closing off the paint, AD is – come on, man. It's not even a question.
Well, yes, he's a better rim protector.
Yeah, and that's what I think this team needs.
Well, what about keeping guys in front?
Well,
about help defense?
Was Dre guarding Ryan Rollins and Quentin Jackson? No. Those days are over.
Well, Anthony Davis sure can't
do
it.
Dre is when I know where you're at, I'm a box you. And that's what he's doing with Wimby. He didn't have to go chase Wimby.
You didn't just say like Draymond would have guarded Riot. He doesn't guard twos.
No, that's what you're acting like, dudes that are, you know, with the ball ha-hawing. That's how you acted like, I got you.
I'm interested.
I believe if Kerr could get his hands on AD, but again,
at Draymond's expense?
Let me
just throw this to Evan. Evan, if they get AD forget Kuminga, does AD make the Warriors a better defensive team? With AD and losing Draymond.
You ain't going to hurt me.
I just think it's hard. Yeah. I'm not willing to say
that. When he's on the floor, he might, but is he worth an extra $40 million on their books a year for the next 3 years and not being available? And I just think it's a big risk.
Yeah, I do too.
Do you think he is so far past his prime, AD, Stoney?
Not
I think there's some. Me neither.
But he's hurting his prime. Like, in his prime, he gets hurt.
I got you.
What's coming up? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Coming up on Monday, that's next Monday, the Niners take on the Carolina Panthers, and you know where we'll be. Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from the stadium. Willard and Dibbs get you started at 2 o'clock, so come on by for great food and drinks. And most importantly, it's your chance to sign up for that free shuttle to and from the stadium. Go to 957thegame.com right now. Seats fill up fast. That's 957thegame.com. We'll see you there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.